This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge Labs, soil test with the best. I'm Riley Smith. Farmer's Edge's Grimes facility recently offered a behind-the-scenes look at the soil testing process. We'll have more right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
A recent lab event offered an in-depth look at the full soil testing process, which includes both handmade facilities and state-of-the-art technology. Patrick Visser, laboratory director at Farmer's Edge, said those high-level machines can look for a variety of elements in soil samples.
Yeah, there's a few analytical techniques that we put to work. The one that you mentioned here is the inductively coupled plasma, or ICP. It is an analytical technique that we use for our base cations, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium. We use it for sulfur as well, where it's needed. We also use it on our DTPA extract, where we're extracting and measuring for boron, copper, iron, manganese, zinc. All of these, of course, are elemental analytes. And so the ICP analyzer is really an elemental analyzer. And together with an autosampler, we're able to automate that technique.
Visser said the presence of specific elements can be determined by the wavelength and intensity of the light produced through this process.
Now, at that temperature, atoms that are introduced into that plasma, they are ionized. And when they cool back off, the energy they receive as heat comes back out as a characteristic light, or a color of light, or more specifically a wavelength. On those instruments, each element that we're measuring has a characteristic wavelength, and we measure the intensity of that wavelength, and we correlate that back to the calibration standards of the instrument. So when we measure an unknown, like your soil, we want to know what, for example, the concentration of potassium is. We'll measure the wavelength of the potassium, we'll measure the intensity of that light at that wavelength. Using our calibration standards on the instrument, we'll relate that back to an actual concentration. That's the number we report.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.